What's going on, guys? Welcome into today's show. I've got a great episode with one of my amazing friends, Kelly Resendez. Kelly is a top executive at a billion-dollar company. She is the co-founder of Women's GoBundance, which many of you know is the wealth-building group I've been a part of for over a decade, and honestly, single-handedly attribute so much of my growth, my success, who I've become today as a result and direct correlation to being a part of that mastermind. And she has co-founded the women's group. She is somebody that has brought so much abundance and opportunity and relationships into my world, not just in business, but in my personal sphere as well. And you guys are going to hear some of Kelly's superpowers today. One, she's just such an eloquent and fun and energizing speaker. She's one of those people that when you spend time with her, you just feel better and are elevated every time you leave hanging around her. But we really got into some great conversations today and exercises around kind of releasing and working through a lot of the wealth blocks that prevent most people from achieving success and building a really big life, a really big business. And honestly, some of them I didn't even realize that I had. So it was a great conversation, no matter where you're at in your wealth building journey as an entrepreneur, as an investor, as a business owner, that you are going to get some great takeaways from our discussion today. So without any further ado, I don't want to waste any more time. I hope you guys enjoy today's conversation with Kelly. Anything that we talked about will be linked up on her show at millionairemindcast.com. So be sure to check that out. And let's jump in with today's interview with Kelly Resendez.
Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor.
Are you struggling to close deals? Cold outreach can be a slow and brutal process. And in many scenarios, it's just wasting the time of both the buyer and the seller, especially when business owners who are trying to find qualified buyers are using inaccurate and outdated data. But it doesn't have to be this way. With LinkedIn Sales Navigator, your organization can overcome these challenges by leveraging this amazing technology and platform that translates comprehensive, high-quality buyer data into real-time insights and sales. These deeper insights empower sales reps and teams to adopt the habits of top performers, which leads to much better outcomes like building a bigger pipeline with real customers, leading to higher win rates and conversions, and of course, larger deals and paydays all around. We call this deep sales, and LinkedIn has built the first deep sales platform with the next generation of LinkedIn Sales Navigator. Right now, our Millionaire Mindcast family has an amazing opportunity to try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/mindcast. That's linkedin.com/mindcast for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/mindcast and get started.
Well, I'm excited to welcome back into the show one of my amazing friends, Kelly Resendez.
Hello, Mattie.
It has been, well, we went too long for not seeing each other because you were busy running a billion-dollar company and running Abundance Women's and all of the stuff that you have your hands in. And I was doing the hotels. And then we reconnected a couple, couple weeks ago. And it was amazing to hear just all the stuff that you've been up to. And I want to hear first and foremost, because you've been so busy, you talked about some changes happening. So what's going on in your world?
It's been a full life. Extremely blessed and grateful that that I'm in, you know, or I get to live this life, I guess, to start with. And so one of the major things is took ownership, co-ownership of GoBundance Women. You know, you've been a longtime member of GoBundance Men, and I'm one of the founding members, and it's just been absolutely an incredible joy to be able to help, you know, spread this community amongst awesome, you know, female entrepreneurs and leaders out there and help them scale their businesses and get to the next level. So that's been one major thing. The next major thing has been launching my two children into college and into adulthood. So, you know, I'm an empty nester now. So my sweetheart, Kent, and I are just living our best life and traveling and doing things like that. So that's awesome. And then GoodLeap, you know, the company that I've been an executive at now for 13 years have just, we've just continued to expand and find a way to help, you know, homeowners just really electrify their homes and, you know, which is much better for the environment. And it's also great for their pocketbooks too. So it's been a really fun journey helping grow that company as well.
That's so awesome. Well, I want to unpack, I think, all of those, because those are all key categories that you and yes. I always seem to find so much alignment on. And you talked about real fast. I know your life was so busy. How have you been able to manage doing all of these things and still keep that alignment, that abundance?
Yeah,
that,
absolutely.
You know, and I know it's not balance, right? But to make it, you know, still function at a really high level.
Yeah, I would say, well, alignment is the key word, and really prioritizing what's most important is the second piece. So I'm going to start with one major aspect of being in abundance that is important, and that's to recognize the power of language. So I actually removed the word busy from my vocabulary many years ago. You know, where I'm a bit of a neuroscience junkie and our brain's always listening too. So I would say that my life has been full of opportunities and there were times that I didn't even know which one to start with. My brain definitely prefers that over that naughty word, Maddie A, the word busy. So, you know, I would say that the number one thing that I've been able to maintain in spite of whatever's gone on in my life is just my self-care. It comes first. So when you really make a decision, you know, to prioritize your self-care, it is going to change everything. Most people think I'm going to wait until I have more time or I have more freedom. But because we're just creatures of habit, if you don't make it a priority, it's never going to come.
Yeah.
So, you know, I speak a lot on the top ways that leaders and business owners sabotage themselves. And this is one of them. This is one of the top ones, is that they don't prioritize their emotional and physical well-being. So it's non-negotiable for me. That's from my morning ritual to working out to spending quality time, you know, with people that bring me joy, like yourself and others, and really just being intentional about giving myself permission to make that okay. Now, some mornings are a little bit different than others. You know, my trainer arrived at 5:45 a.m. I was actually, you know, done on my pod call with my GoBundance Women sisters, blow drying my hair while I had earbuds in, right? Because I'm like, I forgot, I've got to be here with you today. Had to actually do the hair today, Matt, you know? So it's one of those things that, you know, I had to wake up earlier than normal to be able to do my morning ritual, to still be able to approach my day with the right lens that I needed to experience it. Because if I experience looking at my calendar, you know, I have not had a lot of opportunities in between Zoom meetings in months now, because I've got such major projects going on at GoodLeap and then in my free time with GoBundance Women. And so if I look at it and I feel like most people would describe that as feeling overwhelmed, right? That's going to knock me out. And so I have to look at it from a different lens, which is, wow, how abundant is my life that I get to do all of these things. So it's that combination between making sure that my self-care is in check and also making sure that my mindset supports the speed in which I have to approach things. And I won't stay at that higher capacity forever. You know, another thing that I recommend is really doing an abundance audit and understanding my human capacity level.
What does that look like?
Yeah, it really is just taking some time to look at everything that you do, leaving yourself that small gap after a meeting to check in and say, did I get more energy? Did I deplete my energy, or is it neutral?
Yeah.
Right. And so I look at us like a, you know, an energy producing machine, where most people look at, okay, I have a set amount of energy all at the beginning of the day and I'm depleting it. So by the end of the day, I'm ready to just watch Netflix and collapse, right?
Yeah.
Well, I believe that we should be creating energy throughout the day so that we still have energy when we go home to spend time with our family or other things. So it's just being more thoughtful to watch yourself after a meeting, after an activity, after, you know, a lunch, after anything that you do, and just ask yourself, like, did I get more or less?
Yeah.
Or am I pretty neutral? So that you can find out where that human capacity is.
And for the people that are feeling like their commitments, their schedule, their life is, you know, more neutral or negative when doing a lot of stuff, but their awareness is up now. How do they make that? How do they make that transition? What does that look like?
Yeah, that shift is definitely just remembering, not learning, remembering you're the creator. You're the creator. Like, you get to choose what you spend your time on, and really just stepping back into that power of, like, if I'm going to spend my time with people or on things, like, I want to bring maximum enjoyment in. Now, when someone's in scarcity and they feel like they have to do certain things, that's where we're going to get depleted. Yeah. And I know some people might be building abundance right now, building that sense of freedom where they can choose how they spend their time, but at least choosing how to spend your time more wisely is a great next step. So look at your calendar and really ask yourself, like, is this a major priority for me? Or is this something that I can let go of? Like, my kids give me a hard time. I haven't seen the inside of a grocery store in so long, right? That would have taken a couple hours a week. And other people might say, well, I don't like the fruit that they bring or whatever. And I'm like, I don't care. Bring me a bad cantaloupe, like, whatever. Like, it's still worth having somebody else take that off my plate because I don't love it. I don't love it. So I really recommend auditing everything that you do.
Yeah.
And then finding where your hourly rate is. And if you can pay somebody less money to do it, release it. Get it off your plate.
Yeah.
Go do the things that you love.
Yeah, there's so many things I feel like people create stories and narratives around that keep them stuck in that wheel forever. But then it's like...
Forever.
Right? What I've noticed is... Once people kind of have that awakening, there's, you know, the people that are awake and then they just don't do anything about it. But then there's the people that are awake and they take some swift action and it creates this new ripple effect and path that's on, right? What do you think are some of those swift actions people can take or you've seen people take that have led to them getting in the right environments and conversations and ultimately getting momentum and results in their life that they were getting?
Absolutely. So the first thing that I would say is I highly recommend that you start with a vision for how you want to feel in your life. So that would be step number one, because right now you might not be feeling fulfilled. You might feel stuck, but to make a decision when you're feeling that way before you up-level your mindset and set some actionable goals is a mistake, because you will be you wherever you go. So when you talk about people job jumping, or maybe they've got a business and then they started another business before that business is solid. And then there's the next shiny object and the next shiny object, right? Because I don't feel great. I'm feeling stuck. I'm not feeling fulfilled. But then I just, the same human that I am today jumps and does something else.
Yeah.
And you know, that old adage of you're going to be wherever you go. You have to really set that intention to work on you. You have to set that intention that I have to really cast this vision for how I want to feel in my life and then set some goals around how am I going to get there. And so the goal might be to find a new opportunity. The goal might be to up-level your mindset and hire somebody that can support you on that or connect with other people. So really starting with that vision for how you want to feel before you make major decisions is important.
Yeah.
The second thing that I would say, after you get done with that vision and create some actionable goals. Now, the key word is actionable. And I still see this struggle, even with people in GoBundance that are really good at this. We're still setting goals as outcomes. And if you miss the action piece, you're going to miss the opportunity for your brain to execute. If somebody's not executing towards where they want to go, chances are they've set a goal. Well, first of all, they may never set a goal. That's why they're not where they are. That's first mistake, right? You've got to set goals for yourself. Your brain needs direction, or else it's going to go rogue and just keep you comfortable and in the familiar for the rest of your life. And so once you really make that decision that I'm going to set goals, make sure they're actionable. Like, The outcome's great. That's a wide vision for what you want at the end of the year. Like somebody in real estate might say, I want to be a top producer. I want to sell this many homes. That's great. That's an amazing outcome. But how do I break that down into actionable steps that I need? And then, you know, beyond that, you gotta work on your mindset. And I always say, like, the first thing you need to do is learn how to ask for help. How to ask for help is a superpower.
I mean, so many people are, they think on this path, right? Like you kind of build these walls up because you don't want people to see in, and you're struggling and the doubts and the fears and all the challenges. And then entrepreneurship for a lot of people are going after a big life or big goals, big dreams, becomes a lonely path for people, right?
Can be.
That's it. And you said something key there. It can be. It doesn't have to be. What does it look like for people that feel like they're isolated? What are the ways that they can find community? They can find support. They can't, right? Because it's so much more accessible than it ever was in the past, right? And I think for me personally, I think you can attest to this too. We've both been in communities and tribes that make you realize you're not alone, make you realize you're not crazy, and actually celebrate and uplift you in those goals and those pursuits. And that can sometimes be all the difference somebody needs in order to be successful.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, you know, the next step in asking for help is to really look at, like, who would I ask for help from? Like, it's really important that you do that, because if you're sinking or stuck and you talk to other people that are sinking or stuck, you know what? They're going to get in the boat with you and you're going to sink. And so you've got to make sure that you engage with people that are on a path, that are ambitious, that are hungry, that have the grit, and they've got that, you know, I would just say, you know, that ironclad just enthusiasm for where they want to go. And, you know, when I found mastermind communities, I was exactly what you described. I was lonely. I was isolated, not because I didn't have amazing friends that would support me, but a community of people that are going to propel you forward in whatever it is that you're going to do is really critical. And so you've got to be very thoughtful about who do you allow to be on your board of advisors? Who do you allow to give you some input and support? Because there's two pieces to it, right? It's the support.
Yeah.
I'm going to support you on not feeling like you have to make every decision on your own. You know, in our pods, that's what we share. It's like, if you have a big decision to make, this is what your pod's there for, is to ask thought-provoking questions and get more curious. You already know intuitively. Like, I believe we all know the answers. Surrounding ourselves with other people that know how to ask the right questions is really important to do, right? The next piece of it is that you may go further faster because they might have that next connection, they've already gone through it. They've already tested it and they can make an introduction to you that might change the whole trajectory of your business.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, that's what that power of community is. But it starts with knowing, I need to learn how to allow other people to help me and then articulate what I need help doing. Like when you and I went to lunch, you're like, what can I help you with? Like, you are brilliant at always asking it. And of course, I'm like, hey, any like-minded women that you know, I'd love for you to, you know, introduce them to me. And you offered for me to come back on the show and share this. Had I not said anything to you, like, you wouldn't have known how to help me. And 100%. So I got asked this question yesterday. It's like, do you believe in manifestation? And the answer is, I believe in manifestation when it goes hand in hand with the law of action, which is I can articulate where I want to go and the help that I need getting there. Without that, like, we could think all day about this amazing life vision, but it's because I'm not afraid to ask.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to ask.
When I think about it too, it's funny. The people that I know who get what they want in life are the ones who are always asking, whether that is just asking questions about things because they're curious and they want to learn or whatever, or it's asking for a connection or a relationship or who do you know, or, hey, I need help with this. What, like, they are, And I think it's all about the way you ask, right?
Yes.
Asking with humility and asking with reciprocation and asking, like, there's a lot of ways that good people can ask for help or ask for something, but also not have it be just, right, like the definition of an asshole, right? Of like, just gimme, gimme, gimme.
Yes.
Right.
I remember when you actually posted on that a while ago.
I did, because there was a lot of assholes around.
Oh my gosh.
It was like, and
absolutely.
It became something where I'm like, I don't want to help you because you're just self-serving. Whereas it's a win-win then. And when you get in those environments with the right people, it's totally a reciprocation. Or we've talked about this, the barrel of monkeys, right? The one arm up, one arm down. I'm always looking to elevate myself, but I'm always looking to pull somebody with me. And you get in the right communities, that 1+1 equals 1,000 compound effect is real. It was validated for me when I got around other people
that were
just like that.
Absolutely. Well, and you bring up a great point, because there's another law that we have to recognize too, which is the law of reciprocity.
Mm.
And we've been programmed to believe if I help you, you need to help me. And you made a great point that that's one arm up and one arm down. We think when it comes to abundance that if I give you money to invest, I need to get money back from you for my investment. Or if I give you help, you need to give me help. And when you release that, when you are open and adaptable to infinite possibilities, it's just the flow of giving and receiving. It doesn't necessarily need to come back from that person, but it will come back.
Mm.
It will always come back.
That.
Yeah, just because I look at when I make investments, you know, the market's been more challenging. Maybe I haven't gotten as much back from certain things, but I've certainly gotten them from someplace else.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the greatest pitfalls that anyone in sales, anyone in business, anyone in that's achieving, you know, really striving for financial freedom, they make that mistake of believing, like, if I give, I must receive. And it's not about that. It's constantly giving. It's constantly being open to it might come back from someplace else.
Yeah. When you do come from that, at least I've noticed for myself, because I've been on both sides of that coin where I'm like, I'm going to give, but I'm only giving because I want something back in return.
Yeah.
Right. And then I've been on the other side where I'm like, I'm just giving because I know it's the right thing to do. And I know that it's how I want to be perceived. It's how I want the universe to look at how I move and interact, right? And just trusting in the fact that if you do that enough, you make enough deposits into the world, when it's time for you to make a withdrawal, it's going to be there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's just, we need to let go of a lot of these beliefs that don't serve us, because it keeps us in scarcity.
Yeah.
Like, you know, one of the greatest challenges that people have with this too is time. Like, they look at not having enough time. And it's like, when you're really in abundance, you've got more than enough of every resource, including time.
Yep.
You just have more thoughtfulness about how you spend it. And like the cost of, if I do this, it means I can't do that. And we're always blowing past our human capacity all the time, like all the time. And people are like, I'm burnt out. Well, of course you are. Like, you went past your human capacity for too long.
Yeah.
And we have to start noticing these things. And that's the one area that I would share with you, that like anybody that's trying to create massive success for yourself, you have to trust the intelligence of your body. It will tell you. It will tell you everything that you need to know about your go forward plan. If you've pushed too hard, if you're doing the wrong thing, you just have to be present and conscious enough to be able to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, you know, I find one of the greatest, you know, areas that I see suffering, and it's self-suffering amongst entrepreneurs, is that they aren't listening.
Mm-hmm.
And then they blow past it. And then the unimaginable can happen. You know, whether it's the company goes down because they've missed opportunity, or they've lost focus because they haven't been able to be present enough to see it, or worse yet, their health deteriorates, their relationships deteriorate, all these other areas in their life deteriorate because they haven't given them the time and attention that they really deserve.
Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor.
Our sponsor today is Uplift Desks, creators of the best office furniture designed to help you work better and live healthier. Visit upliftdesks.com/mindcast for 5% off your order. And if you sit all day while you work and you've never tried a desk that can transition between sitting and standing, this is a complete game changer for you. My standing desk is by Uplift Desk. It's what I use every day to record the show, to do my office work. And I gotta say, the transition from sitting all day to standing while I work at various times throughout the day has really made a noticeable difference. When I'm standing, I notice that my energy is up. I'm way more focused and productive. I'm an alert, and I even have a little standing treadmill under my desk now, which allows me to get some extra steps in while plugging away on calls and work. It keeps the blood flowing throughout the day, which we all know can reduce all types of inflammation, different health risks, repetitive strain. And I noticed that my posture has drastically improved since switching to Uplift Desk as well, because I'm not hunched over a computer all day. And while there's a lot of options out there, the reason I chose Uplift Desk is because of the quality. It doesn't wobble, it's completely stable, it's built to last. And you can tell based on the materials that they use, and they are customizable too. Uplift Desk lets you build your custom dream desk by choosing from over 100 desktop choices and hundreds of accessories, so you can build the perfect workspace for yourself using their fun-to-use desk configurator. Now, once you have your desk designed and ordered, they ship the same day. You get free shipping. They do free returns with free return shipping. And the best part is they have an industry-leading 15-year warranty that covers the complete desk, which to me was a big deal. And it shows that they stand behind their product. Now, to get yours, go to upliftdesk.com/mindcast for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com/mindcast to get 5% off your entire order. Yeah, that's such a great reminder. Now, talking about, you have done some great things on the wealth building side, and I know that's been a focus for you. You've accelerated at it. What have been some of the kind of foundational building blocks for you that have allowed you to build the wealth, unlock the financial freedom? Like, I think so many people forget, because you're so amazing at your abundance and your personal development side of your brand, that they forget how freaking badass you are building wealth and making. So I want to talk a little bit about making money and what has led to such great financial success that you've achieved.
Yeah. So first of all, I mean, huge thank you to my parents. Like, my parents were both entrepreneurs. My mom worked harder than my dad. So I had a teacher that was a good mom. She still went to PTA. She still went to the game. She did all the things. She wasn't as conscious and present, as I would say, that she was not my teacher. Let's just put it that way. When it came to being present. But I had modeled behavior from my parents. Like, the one thing that they didn't teach me is the power of leverage. My parents, you know, both came from not, you know, nothing. And so they wanted to hold on to money and they didn't want to borrow money. So they didn't see the value in leverage. So that's the one thing that I would say that they didn't teach me. But they did teach me a lifestyle that had a lot of freedom, right? Yeah. That I wanted myself. They traveled. We had boats, we had snowmobiles, we had a second home. So I am one of those people that I consider abundantly blessed with the imprinting that my parents did around money. Mm-hmm. They didn't say things like, we can't afford that. They didn't say some of the major abundance blocks that I see other people have.
Yeah.
My abundance block came later. So I had no problem making money. I was the kid that was highly ambitious. I was an overachiever. I was a people pleaser. Talk about the right recipe to become a top producer in the mortgage space. And that served me really well until my awakening.
Mm.
So I had no problem making money. I didn't appreciate keeping money. I didn't appreciate like looking at numbers, because one of my goals in the 90s, when I had to borrow money from my parents to be able to buy Christmas presents, like, I literally remember this declaration vividly. I'm like, I am going to make so much money that I don't ever have to think about how much money I spend again.
Mm.
And when that really, when you think about it, wow, it sounds like a great vision, until you realize that I was really wasteful, right? There's a lot of things that I wish I could take back.
Right.
You know, like, can I still return a pair of Jimmy Choo shoes that I bought in 2002 and wore once? Like, I can't do that now, right? Mm-hmm. But if I had that, I could have invested it. I could have done something different. Yeah. So I will tell you that. Really good at making money. Didn't have a lot of thoughtfulness about wealth building at that time. Thank goodness. I did have a lot of people in my sphere. Like, I didn't even know what a syndicator was back then, but I had like my biggest referral sources were two companies that both were syndicators in multifamily and in the corporate hotel and other space. They referred a lot of clients to me, and I started investing with them early on because I'd be, you know, just chunks of money at a time. So extremely grateful for that. But my mom got sick in 2002. And I would say that I had a radical awakening in 2004. And that's what set me down the path of personal growth and development. So I've been here for 20 years now, but I also at that point got to watch a woman, my mom, who was super successful. She had a very large real estate portfolio that she managed with buildings and mini storages and houses and apartments and all of the things.
What a badass.
I mean, total badass. But she never got to enjoy it because her brain with the dementia that she had started to just slowly deteriorate. So, you know, I got to watch this and I actually remember like declaring this, like, I don't care about money anymore. Because I watched her go from caring too much about money to then not caring at all. And so it was one extreme to the other, right? I went from, I just wanted to impress my mom. She was, you know, they always say that you have one parent whose approval you're trying to seek more than the other. Mm. It was my mom. Anytime I did anything, it was like, hey, mom, hey, mom, hey, mom. You know, it was like, I was constantly like, am I good? Am I good? Do I get a treat? Like, that was the kind of life that I led with her before she got sick. So when she got sick, I just was like, don't care about money. And I operated that way for the next probably about 10 years. And I still continued to make a lot of money, but I wasn't as thoughtful about it. And thank goodness for another community that we were in. As I was waiting for the creation of GoBundance Women, I spent some time with Rock Thomas and M1, who you have as well.
Yep.
And that was one of the big things that Rock challenged me on, was like really digging into like, why don't you want to do a one sheet? I didn't want to look. I knew I was embarrassed. Even though I had been making high six figures all of my career, I was actually like in shame that I hadn't created more wealth for myself. Mm. And the minute that I did it, it was the most empowering things. And I recognized and did a lot of work in this area that I had one of the most subtle abundance blocks that you can have, which is fear of numbers. And that fear of numbers, like the minute I cleared it out, it was like sky's the limit, right? Yes. It just took off from there.
And then I was more
thoughtful.
Because that was really important, I think, for many people. That was my block too. I was like, one, it was, you know, you're embarrassed or it's just the unknown that you don't necessarily want to know or you're scared to know because there's ego involved, right? But the second you can check that at the door.
Absolutely.
And you can decide, hey, you know what? I'm doing this to win the game, not to be right or to look good doing it. I just care about winning. So this is part of that process.
Yes.
And then once I started getting, okay, here's where I'm at, here's where I want to go, that then became a lot easier to create a plan and a roadmap for that. But then you said something that was the catalyst for me as well. And it was when I was hiking Machu Picchu and we're out in the middle of nowhere in the Peruvian mountains and I'm walking with Tim Rode and David Osborne, two of the three founders of GoBundance. Yes. And they're talking to me about my numbers, which I'd gotten clarity on where I was at right now. But then they started really digging in and asking me about numbers and financials and this and that. And I was like, I don't know these answers. And I remember David saying, if you want to unlock real wealth, you want to build real success, you have to learn numbers. You have to understand how numbers work. And because this ultimately is the game that you're playing. It's a numbers game.
Yeah.
And for me, that was, okay, I'm going to learn numbers. And while that has been a, you know, that was 8 years ago, that has been an ever evolving journey and will continue to be. It was when I first made that commitment and said, I'm going to learn numbers, that everything began to change.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. You know, other abundance blocks, just for those of you listening, because they can be subtle. Like if you have not gotten on the path to wealth where you can see financial freedom in your future, You know, the other ones are going to be those childhood beliefs. You know, if you have a parent that just said you can't afford that, you know, you wanted the pair of Jordache jeans. I know you're too young to know what those are, but in my generation, it was like the little Guess jeans with the triangle on the butt. Those were, you know, a lot of people couldn't afford them. And their parents constantly said, what do you think? Money grows on trees, or, you know, money is the root of all evil. People that were born into a religious family may have had a lot of programming around money being bad. And it's not. I mean, that's the big thing. Like, I see money as an energy. I get to live in my purpose at a much higher level because of the wealth that I have really created for myself. Mm-hmm. And so it provides that freedom of choice, which when you feel freedom of choice, the abundance like that you feel goes so much higher. Just knowing that you have a choice unlocks something in all of us where we don't have to do. Like, we just, the things that we have to do, most of us don't love as much, right? And then when it's, I get to do it, it just changes the game. Yeah. So fear of numbers for me, other ones are just hard work's the only way to success. Mm. You know, you hear kids even say that, well, I don't want to work that hard. You don't have to. You just have to remember you're the creator. There are tons of multimillionaires that work 4 hours a week, right? Yeah. Didn't somebody write a book on it? Four-hour work week or whatever it is. There's so many different ways to get where you're going. The difference that I would tell people in that regard, mastery is the key to success. It's not necessarily hard work, but you have to have mastery in something in order to be able to unlock that next level. So no matter what area of your life it's in, that's really important. You know, the other abundance block besides fear of numbers, like we just talked about, or childhood beliefs, is judgment. Mm. And this is the most subtle one that people have to recognize. You will never get to your highest, most authentic, just amazing self if you're judging other people that aren't on the same path as you, or for their, you know, for their lifestyle. Lose the opinions and you will unlock this next level. Oh. And it is so challenging to do. And
especially in today's world, right? Like,
oh my gosh,
social media and everything put in front of you.
Oh, I catch myself, you know, all the time. I mean, now, like, you look at my daughter's generation and my son's generation, you know, if somebody would have come in 10 years ago with tattoos, people would have judged him out the door. Mm-hmm. And now we have this newfound openness, I think, for you want to have blue hair. Like, you know, I look at Taro, you know, Taro, one of the best entrepreneurs. If you've never eaten at Mikuni, highly suggest it. One of my favorite people out there, especially in this abundance space, is the most wildly looking person ever, right? He's got a different color hair, probably matching his golf pants for that day, whatever it might be. But like, I mean, really just getting away from judgment. And this changes the game in every area of your life, whether it's judgment of your partner, judgment of your children, judgment of your employees, just judgment, even of the people that might have wronged you, like releasing it will unlock the next level. So when it comes to abundance blocks, again, like, you just need to make a commitment. You need to make a commitment that I'm going to spend a little bit of time being curious about how to get through these, because there's all sorts of ways through getting through abundance blocks. It's not just awareness. It's awareness plus action. You know, I do some deeper abundance block clearing with women, only women, but it's something that I do to help them unlock that next level through meditation. But there's all sorts of different ideas for this out there.
Yeah. Now, I know you are extremely passionate about lifting up women, women entrepreneurs, business owners, investors. Talk to me about why did you co-found GoBundance Women's? And what are you guys doing there in that space? Yeah. People that are interested in it.
Yeah. So this is what I would tell you. I have taken a stand on empowering women for the entire time that I'm on this planet. It's never going to end. And the reason is that there's plenty of space for both of us in the work environment. And for me, helping female entrepreneurs and leaders be able to unlock full authenticity, get them into a better, healthy alignment in their health and in their relationships is going to help them make a bigger difference. You know, you've got two beautiful girls, right? they need to see modeling of what's possible. We don't know what their purpose is, but if they know that they can have it all, if they know there's a way through maintaining great relationship and also having and raising great kids and being a badass in the business world, like we need to see that modeled.
Yeah.
And it is not quite done yet to the degree that we need, because we've seen a lot of female leaders step into their masculine and kick some ass.
Yeah.
Right. I want women to know there's another way. Like you can bring that feminine power that's within you into the work environment and still create massive success for yourself.
Are you interested in boosting your income by an extra $50,000 this year? If so, you're going to love what I've got in store for you. I am beyond excited to officially announce an incredible opportunity to join me in my exclusive mastermind, which will include myself and 25 other hand-selected investors who are actively pursuing commercial real estate in 2024 and want to be held accountable to making sure they buy their first or their next commercial real estate investment property that will net them a minimum of $50,000 a year. This mastermind group will not only teach you how to do that, how to find, how to analyze, how to structure and buy these types of commercial real estate investment properties, but you'll also have an opportunity to be a part of an intimate group of high achievers that are going to take your network and your resources to a whole nother level. But here's the catch. Like I mentioned before, this is exclusive. We're only selecting 25 ambitious individuals for our founding members group who are serious and ready to take that next step in their commercial real estate investing journey. So if you are ready to increase your passive income by at least $50,000 in the next year with commercial real estate investing, then this is your moment. These spaces are gonna fill up fast. And trust me, this is the one and only time to be a founding member, which comes with some pretty special benefits. So head over to myfirst50k.com and submit your application now. Again, that's myfirst50k.com. You can head over there, check out the program, see everything that it entails, submit your application to join, and I can't wait to connect with you soon.
Yeah, I've seen, it's interesting because I 100% agree with that. And that's why I align so much with your brand, is because you do this beautiful dance of playing in masculine arenas with very feminine energy. And it's almost so much more powerful than trying to match masculine in a masculine environment through a woman, because it almost sometimes feels inauthentic or not aligned. And then there's women like you that I see that do it totally in alignment with their femininity, but you do this dance in these masculine spaces and you crush it. And so I think it's interesting when I see almost this discussion around toxic masculinity, but then there's almost somewhat become this pendulum swing into toxic femininity too, right?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, full authenticity means that you're in your highest power.
Right.
And that might be something different for every female out there, for every man out there. I mean, some of our closest people that have been our leaders in our life will tell you they have more feminine energy than they do masculine. And so it is finding that authentic way. And again, you have to trust your body's intelligence. You know, when I used to speak, you know, I've been a speaker for 20 years, I would be depleted.
Yeah.
After I spoke, man, I would feel like I needed to go lay down and have a human-free weekend and all these other things because I was just giving. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, once I realized like I'm totally not speaking from presence. I'm not speaking from my true authentic self. I'm speaking to what I believe the audience needs from me and that powerful, you know, whatever. And the minute I shifted it, like everything fell back into place. And it was like, I can be present. I can be feminine and still be just as powerful as I was before. And you nailed it, like that inauthentic, you know, bull in a china shop type approach has been what women thought was required, you know, and now that we have a seat at the table, which means now that we represent 50% of the workforce, excuse me, to get to the next level of we also represent 50% of the board, 50% of the leadership group, 50% of, you know, the executive team, we have to tap into this next level. And the only way we're going to get there is to step back into our highest power. We're not going to get there the way that we got before. We have nothing to prove. We have nothing to prove. Just when you let go of, I have something to prove, I need to be better than or good enough, or like any of these other things, we let go of it. That's where we can take ourselves to the next level. So you started this question with like, why GoBundance women? You know, I have to thank, you know, the men, GoBundance men. And when I describe the men that are in that group, you know, there's not a single one that doesn't speak just as positively about their wife or their partner as they do their business, which is what I love, is that there are these pillars. And one of them is relationships and knowing this. So they had already created a mastermind and had a framework. And I'm all about like, I don't have to start from scratch, right? Yeah, right? I tried to start kind of a women's community on the side or whatnot years ago. And it was like, why would I, like, this is already modeled. And so we have a beautiful partnership with them. And so we have a lot of things that are different about what we offer in GoBundance Women, but we still have that solid framework, or like pods are super important for accountability and support, networking and other things. And we do a lot of similar things. So for me, it is just a platform to reach more, you know, badass entrepreneur women and leaders out there so that I can, you know, and we can support them or remind them of what it's going to take to get to the next level.
I love that. And for women or men with, you know, wives that this might resonate with, that haven't had an experience of a mastermind, but see value in community, right?
Yeah. Like,
I think of, you know, some of the people that have never been to a GoBundance event, and then they get there and they're, not only do their lives change, right, but their mind is blown.
Yeah.
And oftentimes it's hard to communicate like what goes on inside these masterminds and where that magic really is. When somebody mm-hmm. says, well, tell me about what this mastermind is and what do you do? Like, what do you tell them?
Yeah. So the first thing that I share is that it is just a powerful group of like-minded women that have checked their egos at the door and just want to, you know, raise their hand to ask for help and to provide help. Cause that's truly a mastermind. There's no guru. This isn't, you know, cult-like. There's no authoritarian telling everybody from the top of the mountain what they need to do in order to create more success. It truly is, you know, the community of amazing women that are going to be there to support you. So for us, you know, when somebody comes in, the first thing that they're going to do is go through a really solid onboarding program so that they can understand how to use the benefits of a mastermind, from being in a pod to joining micro groups that are concentrated on, you know, if somebody wants an and in their life, I want to do this and invest in real estate. Like, you've got an amazing mastermind community for people in the industrial real estate space, right? Or finding those properties, being able to connect them into a micro, you know, group or somebody in the community to be able to help them. And then they go through an 8-week course on scaling. And that scaling is all about, it's a combination between who you're being and what you're doing. Like, it is the strategy around the business and the strategy about what type of leader in your organization do you need to be and stretch to become in order to achieve whatever vision you have for your business or career or investing, whatever that might be. And so they go through that. And then, you know, our events are amazing. They aren't, you know, dancing on the table kind of wild thing. Like, no, we're digging into like really bringing in high level speakers and having adventure and doing, you know, doing a lot of decision-making circles. We call them wisdom circles. You know, we do a lot of exercises to bring that connection and also model what it's like asking for help. Cause again, this isn't a skill that most of us have honed in on. You know, another step to creating abundance is just thinking like a beginner. And we need to teach people how to think like a beginner, because we've all gotten far being an expert. We've all gotten far being an authority on XYZ. That doesn't mean you're an authority on this, but you may not be an authority on marketing or on relationships or on any of these other things. So really being able to share that with them. So that's, you know, our community in a nutshell. We're always adding value, whether it's, we've got group coaching. I do some mindset coaching for people as well. We do business coaching in there. So it is, it is really just an investment in yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I had the pleasure of going to Vermont with the men's group and just to share more about Go Abundance Women. And, you know, you see people at 9:30 at night doing their one sheet, talking about it, which is the way that we really share our vision and our goals with our tribe members. And so it's one of those things like they're digging into that. So if the wives are listening, I mean, this is all about becoming better versions of ourselves. Yeah. That's the goal. And we're doing it. And I think whether it's GoBundance or GoBundance Women or finding another peer advisory group, you will go farther when you ask for help and you allow people to help you.
Yeah. The one thing that I've noticed just by joining masterminds is I am guaranteed to meet other high caliber people that I know are going to make me better. Am I going to like everybody in the group?
Yep.
Most likely not. Is everybody going to be my best friend? Or I mean, am I going to do life with all of... No, probably not. It's just not the reality. But everybody in that group has something to teach me. And I know there's going to be a couple key people that become my peeps that I want to do life with. And that in itself is worth so much value when you think about how rich relationships can be to not only your personal life, but to your business, to your marriage, to your health, right? And all of those different categories. So I love that you brought it up because I think why I love GoBundance is because, and why I know GoBundance Women's is having so much success is because of the caliber of people. Like the people who resonate with that are already on the same kind of vibe and wavelength and frequency, right? Like we value the same things. And then when you create environments where those connections can, you know, kind of crystallize, then it's like, I know that the community here is already vetted and working and operating at a high level. So.
Yeah. And I would just add to that, that the one other pillar, which is extremely important in all of this, is the genuine contribution pillar. Mm. That we really stand for, because I think as we create success and we've done something really well, there's also just this innate part of us that wants to give back and to share more. And it allows you to bring some of that expertise to the forefront. And we're always looking for, you know, nonprofits to really be able to support as well. So it really does help you just kind of put yourself into that situation where you have an opportunity to contribute and watching, you know, I watch some of our amazing business leaders and owners in our company whose businesses have literally gone like that. And, you know, the greatest gift to give them is like making them remember, like you did that.
Yeah.
Like I met you when you were a real estate agent back in the day, right? Like, look at what you've done. Like you did that. You know, and so when you really are in a community where people allow you to celebrate and allow you to contribute, like it is that, you know, those are two ingredients to this abundant life that a lot of people miss out on.
Yeah.
Like when you're a high achiever and you've done a lot, sometimes you make yourself small so that the people around you don't feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just what a community is going to allow you to go celebrate that amazingness that you've brought without ever feeling guilty or feeling like I'm going to make somebody else feel bad about where they are in their life.
Absolutely. So if people want to check out more about GoBundance Women's or connect with you, what's the best place for them to do that?
Yeah, the best thing to do would be just to go to www.downloadthepod.com. I've got a great, you know, podcast series for you on really taking your life and business to the next level and eliminating, you know, the top three ways that entrepreneurs and leaders tend to sabotage their success. Mm. And that will be a great place to find me. You know, I can connect with you through that as well. And, you know, what I'd say is if whether it's GoBundance or another organization, just take those few steps today, like get that vision cast for how you want to feel in your life and make sure that you start asking for help and find a community of people that are going to support you. And that last reminder of put yourself first. Like if self-care hasn't been a priority, today is the best day to start.
I love it. Kelly Resendez, always great to connect with you, my friend. I love you.
Thank you so much.
Well, that wraps up this week's episode. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that interview. And if you did, all I ask is that you take 2 minutes and leave a review in iTunes, where by doing so, you're also going to get entered in to win a $100 gift card. Don't forget to share this episode out with somebody else that may need to hear it or may get some value from what was talked about in today's interview. And for those of you who are really looking to accelerate your wealth building journey, you want to unlock more financial freedom, you want to get more time back, or maybe you just want to level up your life, your business, your finances, be sure to head over to MillionaireMindcast.com and check out all the amazing products and resources that we have for our Millionaire Mindcast family, whether that's one-on-one coaching with me, mastermind events, downloads and checklists, the Rich Life Planner for those of you looking to take your goal setting and productivity to the next level. We've got all kinds of great, valuable tools. So be sure to check those out at MillionaireMindcast.com. And last but not least, if you're not on my weekly text letter and you want to be the first to know of exclusive updates and offers, in addition to behind the scenes access to a lot of the stuff that I'm doing, that I'm investing in, be sure to join by texting the word notes to 844-447-1555. With that being said, thanks for listening today. Until next time, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.